Right, the minyan is on the way. So we'll begin the fourth parak of Megillah. HaKoreis HaMegillah Omed V'Yoshev. So unlike Kriyas HaTorah, the Pasuk says, V'Ata Po Amodi Madi, the person's reading the Torah has to stand. There are some shitos that even B'Dieved, if a person doesn't stand, they weren't Yotze, but that might be an outer boundary shita. But certainly the Chatchil, a person has to stand while reading the Torah. And while reading the Megillah, in principle, a person could stand or sit. Our minag is when you read the Megillah in the Tzibor, to stand as well out of kavod atzibor, but it's not formally required. You could have many different people, even though this isn't the prevailing minhag, to read the Megillah at once. There is a problem in halacha called trei kali lo mishtami, that if we have multiple sounds at the same time, multiple speakers, multiple laners, that's a problem because it creates interference, destructive interference. The question is, why doesn't this apply to the Megillah? So the Gemara says that the Megillah is unique because the Megillah, agav chavivuse, because people are so into Megillah Esther, even more into Megillah Esther in this sense than they are into Kriyas HaTorah, that this is considered to be acceptable. Again, it's not the common practice. We try not to get into this situation, but if you had multiple readers at once, that would be fundamentally acceptable. Makom shenagu levarech yivarech v'shelo levarech lo yivarech. We're not talking about the bracha rishona here. We're talking about the bracha achrona haravis rivenu. It's interesting. There are Ramah paskins that we don't make this bracha if you're not reading it with a minyan. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that wasn't the common minhag in Europe. That in Europe, whether they were reading it with a minyan, without a minyan, as often happens, read it for people who are in homebound, whatever it is, to make a bracha. It's a little hard to pin down exactly in America whether or not there's a consistent minhag on this topic, but that is the what the Mishnah says. In terms of the bracha rishona, everybody agrees that to make a bracha rishona, we've already discussed that the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam had a disagreement whether you'd make the Shachianu again in the morning or not. The Rambam says no, Rabbeinu Tam says yes. B'sheni v'chamishi b'shabbos b'mincha korin slosha in pochsin v'in mosifin aleihem. We have three aliyos, Monday morning, Thursday morning, and indeed, Mincha and Shabbos as well. Ve'im aftir and benavi, there's no haftorah. Haposeach ve'achosim b'torah mevarech lofanel la'achareha. The way that it was normally set up is that the first person who would get the aliyah, let's just call it Kohen, for argument's sake, would make the bracha rishon, and the last person would make the bracha achrona. But there was a gzera that was made, there was a rabbinic legislation that was enacted, Mishuma nichnasim, mishuma yotzim. If people would come late to Kriyas HaTorah, they might not realize that somebody already said a bracha. They wouldn't know about the bracha rishona. And then also, if people would leave early, which is really even worse. You shouldn't leave while the Torah is being read, but if people would leave in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, they wouldn't recognize there's a bracha achrona. So now our minhag is to make a bracha before and after each and every aliyah. In Maftirin Benavia Posech Vachosim B'Torah Mevarech Levanel Acharei B'Roshi Chadashim, like today, Uvecholo Shomoed Korin Arba, you have four aliyos in Pochsin Mehen Ve'en Mosifin Aleihem. You can't go less than that because that would make it like a regular Yom Chol, but we can't add on to that because those are days when Malacha is possible of Davar Ha'ovid, and it's not appropriate to extend it even further. It'd be a Tirchat Tzibur. That's why, even though I give the Dvar Halacha every morning, because that's the halacha on Shulchan Aruch, I don't do it on Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Chodesh, we say you can't even have an extra aliyah of the Torah, because the people have to get to work. So, that's why this morning there was no Dvar Halacha based on this Mishnah. I took a cue for myself. In Maftirin Binavi, there's no Haftorah. Poseach Vachosi B'Torah Mevorech Lefanela Acharel. Zeha Klal, Kol Sheyesh Bo Musaf, Eino Yantif, Korin Arba. So any day where there's a carbon musaf, but it's not a yantif, there's no Isser Malacha, we limit the aliyos to four. B'yom tov chamisha, yom tov is already a regular day of Isser Malacha, not all malachos, because there's a heter v'chal nefesh, so that will be five aliyos, b'yom ha-kippurim, which is an Isser Kari, shisha, b'shah, b'shiva, in pochsen mehem, avo mosifin aleihem, it is possible to have what we call hosafos, maftirin b'navi, and we have haftoros in all of those cases. There are communities where the tradition is not to have hosafos, and then there are communities where the tradition is they could have 100 aliyahs on a Shabbos morning. In some of the Hasidisha communities, they could have an untold number of aliyahs, the maximum that the Kriyas HaTorah itself will allow. So again, one does have to be mindful in this case of Tircha Tzibura, but sometimes in extreme cases, even communities where we try not to add too many aliyos, if there's a yortzeit, a bar mitzvah, whatever it is, So for purposes of Shalom Bayis, let's say, that's something to consider as well. The person who gets the first aliyah, person gets the last aliyah would make the brachos. Again, our minhag is a little bit different. We have a bracha rishon and achrona in all cases because we want to make sure that people understand the significance of birchos haTorah. The Gemara tells us that birchos haTorah aren't just any bracha, but they're a reflection on how much we value the Torah. The Ran says on the Gemara, which tells us that the al shalo birchu batorah tzchila, that there was a churban habayis because they weren't making a birchos haTorah. He says, because birchos haTorah is a referendum on whether or not a person considers it to be a matana chashuva. Do you really value the Torah? Asher b'charbanu mikol ha'amim v'nasalanu. If a person doesn't make a birchos haTorah, so they're treating it like it's not a significant thing. So that's really a problem. So that's probably the explanation why we were so concerned. People should not think there wasn't a birchos haTorah. Everybody who comes to shul, or even willing to make a takana for people who come late, you'd say it's their fault, they came late. You know, why should we have to make a takana for them? But Chazal were very concerned that everybody should appreciate the significance of Birchos HaTorah.